Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. We are pets' health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Why? Well, it's just not good for their bodies. Not good for them. And today we're going to talk about something that we hear a lot of. That's the squirties. Mm-hmm. A lot of people's dogs have squirts. They do. And, you know, they run to the vet and they're like, what? What's going on with my dog? Well, they've got an overgrowth of bacteria. Well, some of that bacteria is just naturally occurring. So what's the strain? What's the levels? I think we need to really get educated on bacteria. That's one thing that we want to get educated on. But what's coming out the butt most often is what's going in the stomach, and it's inappropriate. I was talking to a customer today or a future customer because this poor dog has been on different antibiotics. They want them on prescription food, not a good thing. And all they have to do is just change the dadgum food, get off that kibble. I won't even say which one they're on, but it's one that people think is really great. And I think the dogs are telling you it ain't so. All you got to do is pull the offending foods out, and then you're going to be in great shape. Your dog's gut will be in great shape. But it reminded me of this article that I read from one of my faves, Dr. William Faulkner, because Dr. Faulkner, he just doesn't give a rip. He's going to keep telling the truth. He's been hit by the FDA, you know, maybe even some of his colleagues he's going to disagree with, and he's going to tell you why. The title of this article is, Why is My Animal Sick? That is truly the question that we need to be asking. Not just, oh, it's normal that my animal is sick, but the question is, why? What is going on? And he starts out in this article talking about allergy test. And that's one of my things that I am not fond of. It tests your cat's or your dog's saliva to learn about what food sensitivities could be causing him to have these itchies or other digestive problem. Ask before you start going down this NutriScan allergy test type situation is, when did your dog start having severe diarrhea or the itchies? When did it start? That is the question. When did it start? And you want to be looking at why. Why would a young dog, and this was a young dog that I was talking with this morning, a year and a half old, why would a young dog have severe diarrhea? And most of the time, here's what I hear. Well, they just have a sensitive stomach. The question is why? But here in this article, he reiterates what I know, and that is drugs are always going to be administered when you take your dog into the vet because it has diarrhea. And what do they give them? Most commonly, metronidazole and Clavamox. Why do we blow out the microbiome when you've got a blowout in the back end? It may, the metronidazole will stop the diarrhea. It will, but it's going to wipe out a lot of good bacteria in your dog's gut. When you stop taking, or when he stops taking this metronidazole, and quite often that diarrhea is going to return. Why? Because we didn't address the issue. We've got to address the issue. And Dr. Faulkner says, you know, while they're on these drugs, The symptom actually hides. The dog's not especially better in any large sense. It's just that the drug stops these symptoms from being seen, okay? So he's talking about this dog named Cinch in this article. And obviously when the diarrhea returned, the dog goes back to the vet. And now what do? They're going to do a radiograph. They're going to do a radiograph to see what's causing this dog to have diarrhea. Well, they didn't find anything from a radiograph. So what's the next step? Oh, well, let's put them on a prescription diet, which is substandard and not good at all. But what happened? He was on the prescription diet. Well, Cinch, the dog, starts squirting out bloody diarrhea. But then they came up with another prescription diet for food sensitivities and intolerances. And in this article, it says that the pet professional said, you just keep feeding this food to your dog forever. He must stay on this food forever. Or until it doesn't work anymore. So no. The problem is every time this dog changed food, you know, his diarrhea came back. And we can't have a dog on the same food forever. What can you eat forever that's going to be good for you? Nothing, right? Nothing. But the question again in this article is why? Why is my animal sick? Okay. Why is my animal sick? So what's the next step? The next step, they do an allergy test. They do an allergy test. In this article, he says, they got to identify the bad foods that are causing this dog Cinch to get diarrhea. They were guessing it was peas because they were getting a lot of peas in the grain-free pet food that they were eating. And what was funny in this article, he said that their pet professional told them corn is actually a viable ingredient full of protein. What? Okay. But anyway, so they take the allergy test, the NutriScan. And here's what it came back. And it said, this dog has food sensitivities to corn, chicken, duck, cow's milk, turkey, venison, wheat, white fish, barley, quinoa, and rabbit. But he doesn't have a reaction to lentils. Now, all he has to do is avoid all of these foods for the rest of his life, and he's going to be diarrhea free. What? I love it. Dr. Faulkner goes, hold your horses. Hang on a second. He says in this article, he said, does anything about this strike you odd? Well, first of all, yes, I would never do an allergy test because I see that it sends pet parents down a rabbit hole. Doesn't allow this dog to have variety in its life. Anyway, he says, here are the things that hit him right between the eyes. He's like, the things that the allergy test is saying that the dog is sensitive to, most of it, turkey, venison, whitefish, rabbit, chicken, duck. But he said most of these are normal, healthy foods. He said not wheat, of course. It's caused an inflammatory nightmare ever since the 50s when they started genetically tweaking our food. And he said, in corn, it's 90% GMO. So it means every mouthful comes with a side of Roundup and Monsanto. He said, but the world is still trying to convince everyone it's not causing cancer or killing the microbiome of the person or animal eating it. And he goes on and he says, look, avoiding healthy foods for life, is that any kind of a cure? And he said, not by any definition I'm going to buy. I'm not going to buy off on. No. And he said the homeopathic doctors of old have provided us with a working definition of cure. And what is that? It's the patient not only no longer makes symptoms, but is better overall and stays that way without the continued use of intervention. So he said, look, this dog, Cinch, he's in a bad way. Why? Because he is sentenced to a life of avoidance of food that are healthy. He said, what's really going on? If Dr. Faulkner, and I would agree, cannot buy that healthy foods are causing this dog to have blowouts in his sphincter area, what in the world is going on? Okay. What in the world is going on? Because he said, listen, this list of things to avoid will only get bigger. It will, if you continue to go down this path. It's only going to get bigger, and then you're going to have to avoid grass and tree pollen, or fleas or all this kind of stuff, right? Because this is the path that people go down all the time. But he said, here are the questions not being asked that should be being asked. And we've got to learn to ask them. And that is, why is this, in this situation, an 18-month-old getting IBD? And why is he allergic to all of these healthy foods? Here comes the question. Nobody likes to hear this question, but how long after our vaccination did this diarrhea begin? And how many vaccine has this particular dog had in his short life before he broke with an auto-inflammatory disease? That's the question. Because he says this disease diagnosis means his immune system is wildly overreacting to things that are seen as normal and healthy. And he says that he calls this, we call it, Neely calls it, we all call it what? Immune confusion. The immune system has a lot of jobs, but its main job is to keep us safe from foreign invaders. Okay, foreign invaders, viruses, nasty bacteria. But when it starts turning on foods or the dog's own organs, or even in the human being's own organ, like, you know, the bowel, the thyroid gland, or worse, all hell breaks loose. This is not what you want to happen. Now, what is the way out of this madness? You've got to ask the hard questions. The question is why is my animal sick? But he says an even better question is, what are my best moves to prevent her from getting sick? Not just why is my animal sick, but what are my best moves to prevent my dog from getting sick? And that is really going to be something that you're going to have to decide. If you have heard our podcasts and you've gone back and you've looked at some of these articles of these experts that I'm talking about, poisons, toxins in the body, improper food are the main causes of why our dogs are sick. And if you continue to feed improper food and continue to put toxins in the dog's body, the dog will never be as healthy as they can be. So that question is, why dogs do not have a sensitive stomach? I will say that they may have a sensitive stomach to improper food. They may have a sensitive stomach because the gut biome has been totally disrupted, and there are things that we've got to do now to repair that. But the question is, why? Why? Why do they have this? Not just they have this. Why? There is a reason. I heard somebody said one time, I think it was when I was on the speaking tour, and they were talking about asking questions, the question why. And they said, if you walk into a yellow room, walls are painted yellow. Every single time you walk into a yellow room, you throw up. Don't you think you'd want to know why The question is why, not just I throw up every time I go into a yellow room, but the question is why? What's causing that? Doesn't make sense if you can walk into a blue room and a green room and a white room, but a yellow room makes you throw up. There's a reason why. And we have to figure out what that reason is. Allergy tests are going to lead you down a rabbit hole and cause you to sentence your dog to a life of a very limited palate. They're not going to be able to get all their vitamins and nutrients. You have to make this decision as a pet parent. All we can do is bring forth the information. It's worth a try. It's worth a look. It's worth a research. We see this pattern all the time. Dog has diarrhea. They go in, they get on medication. They get off the medication. Diarrhea comes back. Now we go on prescription food. They still have diarrhea. Now we do an endoscopy, radiograph. Then we're put on antibiotics. I mean, yada, 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 yada. And nothing ever really gets solved. And you spend a lot of money. Why not take the dog back to its origins? And that is a species-appropriate diet. A meat, bone, organ, fat diet. And they still need variety even in that. Duck, turkey, beef, rabbit, chicken, pork, rabbit and tripe, beef, chicken and tripe. There's all types of great combinations. But it's a pure species-appropriate diet. If you want to read this article on your own, it's over at vitalanimal.com. It's Dr. William Faulkner. And he pulls no punches. He pulls no punches. As most of the people who've been in this business for a while, they're just tired of seeing dogs sick, and they're tired of bad diagnosis, and they're tired of dogs being sentenced to life to only one protein or an RX diet. A lot of heartache. We see a lot of heartache in this business, but we see a lot of great things too. We see a lot of great things, and we have a lot of great testimonials. Take a look at the reviews on the website. Take a look at the reviews of the product. Not every dog likes everything, but we have a huge variety for you. So get over to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. We don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.